Hey, welcome back to season two of The Protectors. Another outstanding guest today. Great guest. Betsy Ross, author, veteran. She's been out there on social media. She's been out there spreading awareness about veterans' mental health and current soldiers' mental health. Some things we really need to talk about. So let's bring her in.
Hi.
There you are.
Hey.
Betsy Ross. How's it going?
It's going. Another day.
We were just talking about how, sometimes you have an interview and you're like an introverted person. So you don't really, it's not like, hey, ready, go.
Yes, exactly. Anyone who knows me, that's, don't give me a microphone. It'll just go blank.
So. Oh my gosh. You and I are completely opposite when that is. I've never been like a big microphone, get in front of the camera guy, but like the past couple years, I'm just like, hey, how are you? My name's Jason Piccolo.
Hey, might as well give it a try.
How are you holding up through all this? I saw your post today, kids, kindergarten, trying to, who knows how to spell that word? Do you? I don't.
I'm learning. I'm going to start learning. Oh man.
Yeah. So you were, you posted today that you had a tough time spelling that word. And I'm like, I think about all the questionnaires, like when your kids first go to school and like you're filling out duplicates and quadruplets. And
yes. Worst part was it wasn't until like the fourth page that I realized I had been misspelling it. And I'm like, oh Lord, I hope they accept her. like, I'm an author, but I still use a thesaurus. So it's like, I can admit it.
Let's get right into the books and we'll go back into your background. And you write a lot. You write based on your experience. You write, trying to bring awareness to veterans' issues right now, especially mental health. Let's talk about how you got into the writing. Is this something you grew up with?
For the most part, I had always wanted to be a writer, mainly a poet. It wasn't until about third grade that I was like, I want to write, but I didn't know how to actually write a poem. I didn't know how to write anything. But it wasn't until, coincidentally, when I had joined the Army that I had wrote a short story. I think I was in AIT at the time, tech school. And that's when I realized I actually enjoy writing short stories, not just poems. And then after I got out of the Army is when I wanted to write something, but I didn't know what, until one day I woke up and realized, we lose a lot of veterans to suicide. What is being missed? How can you have all these resources? How can you have so many people and programs being started and trying to talk about these topics, but why is it still occurring? Why is it so many people are asking these questions? And then I started to creative like a fiction story, so it wasn't too intense, but at the same time it ended up being emotional and very intense. But it's realistic fiction, so veterans or even families of veterans are able to relate to it to some degree. But I'm hoping that it does shed some light on to why veterans are feeling so, I guess, alone, even though many of us do relate on a lot of things, but they are very hard to talk about.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel the best books are written by someone who has that experience already, especially when it comes to fiction books. Nonfiction, it's just, there's way too many different topics you could talk about and everything. Yeah. But when you're writing a book like Fight, you were in the service. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about what drew you to join the military.
I was actually an Air Force brat. My entire family pretty much was Air Force. Both my parents, my uncles and grandfather were all Air Force, but I'm a rebel, so I went Army. I actually almost did join the Air Force right out of high school, but I decided to go to school first. And middle of that, I was like, nope, I'm going Army. So I was kind of just serving my country. It was more like I was just raised in that very patriotic, work for your own everything in your life. And mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to put on the uniform and say, I actually did something.
Now, what was your service experience like? Then the Army is, it's not the Air Force. My wife and I both were in the Army in the 90s and then in the 2000s as well. But we were active duty in the 90s. And going to the Air Force bases to get all the good food and see how their lifestyle was. And, you know, here you are in the Army, you know, growing up around the Air Force. What was your experience like in that new, you know, arena?
I guess it was more humbling for me because my mom, of course, was very upset that I chose the Army over Air Force because she was worried about, you know, women, females being treated as well as Air Force. But, you know, I was kind of always the tomboy. I was always, I didn't really necessarily had to have the good things, even though having good food is great and being surrounded by good things. I guess it was, I wanted to serve my country for my own reasons, not because I wanted to be fit well, not because of, you know, I wasn't really thinking of the high life when I was thinking of serving my country. Seems kind of crazy, I guess now, but I don't regret joining the Army. It was definitely had its own experiences. I do have some regrets. I should have gone officer and I didn't. And then I ended up injured. So it was kind of like, you know, everything kind of happens for a reason. So I kind of just, I make the best of it.
Yeah, everything does happen for a reason. That's the absolute truth. I was enlisted, then I became an officer later on, and then I got recalled. I was in the IRR. And things do happen for a reason. I probably wouldn't have this podcast right now if I didn't get recalled and sent to war, but different times. Now, how much of your books are based on your military experience and based on any even trauma you felt or trauma you saw from others?
It is pretty interesting on how many times people ask me that, but truthfully, I'd say a good portion of it, at least on the emotional level. Have you by chance been able to read any of them yet? Any of the series?
No, just briefly. I haven't been able to get into it yet.
No, that's okay. I was just going to try to say, well, because of how it's written, some people take more from, it's a, like an emotional type biography feel, which some mm-hmm. people also say it's written like a first person, but third person type perspective. I did want to put that twist that there's a lot of emotions involved, even though we're supposed to be, you know, badass, we're supposed to be hardcore, we're supposed to do this and this, but when you come home, that kind of gets taken away. So as far as the emotions, I wanted to make it real. And to make it real, I mean, similar to poetry, you kind of write from the heart. And that's kind of what I base the series off of, that what's going to hit home is writing from the heart. And I mean, even though I do have some interviews and stories to get ideas for characters, most of the actual emotions I've experienced to some level from some way, maybe not from the exact thing that the characters are going through, but to some twisted way, a lot of it was kind of based on personal experience.
Now, do you go out and do any research as far as like talk to other veterans, talk to other people that are involved in the community?
Not so much where I am, but as far as like trying to get stories from other people, definitely. Mm-hmm. I try to. It is hard to bring up the topic, especially at the level that Fight discusses. Because a lot of people don't want to talk about their experience, and I get it. Some people don't like to get emotional. They don't like to attach feelings to those memories. And that's really the hard part, because I want to break up those stereotypes, but how do you break up stereotypes when mm-hmm. either people who do want to talk about it, they kind of flare it up a little bit, and it's like, that's great, and that's there's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, for this purpose, you kind of need some of those emotional sides of it. Why was it difficult? Why was that transition difficult? Did you experience a negative something with the VA or your family or something like that? And people don't, and I can honestly vouch for myself, even I don't like talking about certain things. I was jumping couch to couch. I was, you know, not in a very good place at all when I first got out. So it wasn't until like 5 or 6 years later that I really started to feel quote unquote normal again. So mm-hmm. I get it. And it's just not easy to talk about. And I agree, but someone has to talk about it.
You know, transition, I wish there was like a golden bullet that kind of gets you through, that teaches you about transitioning out of the military, because it's such a drastic change from the time you enter till the time you leave, that there is no way to prepare anybody for leaving that service. Finding out how to would be perfect, but I just don't know how.
I think there's just so many variables involved, even though I understand that we do have these classes, we do have these, you know, these out processing processes we go through, but you know, even though outside looking, it looks like you just take the uniform off and you get to go home, you get to go do whatever you want. You don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. if you don't want to, but it doesn't switch off like that. Like, we're human beings. We're very habitual. We get used to certain things in life, and that's when, you know, having to come out of that, all of a sudden it's like, we don't want to, but a part of us does. So,
I love it. This is podcasting 101. So, as you deal with children, I'm always like, I'm looking at, there's like a dog around here somewhere just ready to bark. So it's like, it's life, you know? And that's the other thing you're dealing with now, is you have to deal with your own emotional and mental health. Yes. We have a family involved now too.
Yes. Yes. And really trying to kick off this fight mission, because that was the funny thing that you went on when I first first published the series. There was a lot of negative feedback, and I was kind of mentally prepared, because everyone's gonna have an opinion. But the things I had gotten, even from a fellow veterans, it was very like, it made me second guess everything. There wasn't supposed to be a series. And then when I did end up choosing to go, you know, make it a series, that's when I really tried to change what was this mission supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be a series. It really was supposed to be get the word out, help veterans, help these programs and everything, trying to figure out why is it 22 plus veterans are committing suicide. Well, this is hopefully my help to say, this is probably why. This is, you know, it's not because we're not giving them enough drugs, we're not sending them to enough classes, we're not, you know, giving them enough freedoms. It's nothing like that. It's all mental health and the emotional side of it.
Yeah, there is so many factors, and you mentioned that before, that you can't really, there are too many factors. And it's like, how do you focus on them? And I think that overwhelms so much of us. But finding it is, even if you can save some, even if you can't save all, you have to keep fighting.
Yes. That is the mission, is keep fighting the fight. But that's one reason I had written the series the way it is, because it does jump around, and I have had some people comment on that. And I understand that, but there are so many different perspectives and stories of each individual. What did they come home to? Did some of them even have a home to go to? Did some of them even have living family members? Like, there's so many different variables involved that it's hard to give that emotional perspective to make readers understand why is so important. Well, why don't they just not kill themselves? Well, this is probably why. There's like a domino effect. It's not just they came home and decided to kill themselves. That's not necessarily what it is at all. It's like a domino effect. If they're into drinking, that's probably not going to help. Are they going to get into drugs? Are they going to lose their home? Are they going to, I mean, it's the basic, I call it basic. Yeah. It's the typical stresses of life, finances, family, relationships of any kind. So it's like, when you add on top of any type of experience with the military, which magnifies every stress in the world, whether they've deployed or not, whether they've, you know, done things they didn't want to do, all of that creates basically something that in their mind they're going to dwell on for the rest of their life. So it's like, you really have to put that into perspective and give them a reason or a purpose to keep going, even with all that bad stuff, even with losing battle buddies, even with, you know, those great things, you have to give them a light again. And even though you can say, you can come work for me, you can do this and this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that doesn't replace everything that was done.
You know, the military can be such a small part of, as in years of your life, but then it becomes your life as far as the experience. I'm glad to see you out there writing. I'm glad, you know, to me, writing is therapy. I love writing. I get whatever emotions I have out. Any topics I want to tackle, I want to fight about. I can't stop saying fight ever since you, like, I think about your books. But yeah, writing is where it's at. It becomes like, it's like very therapeutic.
It is, because finding those words to our emotions kind of gives us, it's almost like a relief. It's, I don't really have the scientific terms for it, but because so many of us sit and wonder, we're confused, we're wondering where to go next. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to define those emotions. So when people ask, how are you feeling? They're just like,
yeah,
I don't know. So, well, it's because they couldn't define those emotions. But when you write, you start to open up more doors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you can almost literally feel it where you're just like, okay, I described this emotion, this dark, good, whatever it is, emotion. Now you're able to say, well, this is how I feel. It took all of that, you know, pages upon pages to, mm-hmm. to describe it, to find that one word or that one, you know, just a few sentences to say, this is how I feel. And not everyone is able to do that. And honestly, it takes time. And a lot of people don't feel like they have enough time to figure it out when yep. really you got to find that good support. And honestly, if you turn to social media or in the news, that is not good support. You have to find someone who's like-minded. You got to help someone who's willing to say, we can do this together. We can keep fighting.
Stay away from Twitter. I love Instagram. I could post stupid pictures and, you know, or no, yes. TikTok as well too. I don't care if the Chinese have it. Well, but come on. It's just, Twitter is just, I can't deal with it. You and I are both on there and it's just like,
yes,
I like to do it because I find guests on there. That's how you and I connected, and promote my other shows and mm-hmm. books and everything. But yeah, man.
Yes, unfortunately, Twitter's kind of been the best outlet as an author because there's so many.
But getting back to the writing, I always tell people, and I'm sure you're the same way, is keep a journal nearby.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good sound advice.
Hey, do you keep a journal nearby?
I do.
Now, are you writing with a journal?
No, I don't write.
Always email myself. I'm sorry, what was that?
I was just saying that I, for as far as the fight series, I don't write that in a journal. I use the Sprout and Paperclip forever, but I kind of bounce back and forth with writing and typing.
Yeah, I'm always the same on the way. So what's next?
Finally getting Fight 3 published. As far as the manuscript itself, it's done, but my husband wants to read it before it gets published. So he's kind of, because I'm self-published. I don't have the finances to have the publisher and editor. So it's kind of just me. And finding people who are willing to say, is there any grammar errors in this? So it's kind of that way. So it's, once he's able to read that though, I'll have it published. But Fight 4 is started, but I've got like a lot of things to figure out how I'm going to do this because I do listen to input. And of course, if I get any stories, I want to be able to, you know, include those. So it's always going.
Now, what else are we going to talk about today? Where can we buy your books? That's what we should really ask.
Well, right now the main place is Amazon for paperback or Kindle. Fight is also available on audiobook, Audible.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to work on audiobook for Fight 2, but it's quite a process. Let's see. And then for Barnes & Noble online, at least, Fight is also available in paperback and hardcover.
Yeah, I self-published the second one and the second edition of my first book. just because it's tough for one, getting an agent, two, getting an agent that's going to get your book sold to a publisher. So it's like, you know, if I want to get my message out there, sometimes you just have to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's kind of, I need the word out there to help, you know, get noticed, fight noticed. Mm-hmm. But as far as trying to like make millions, not so much. So no. It's like, it's a catch 22 at times. And because there are so many books, it's a sea of books,
yeah.
But you know, and you can keep saying it's for a good cause all you want, but nowadays it's kind of like, oh, is it? Is it though? Especially when it's a topic no one wants to talk about. It's like, read it first, then tell me later.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm definitely going to pick one up now. I can't remember if I bought it. I always look over. I have a bookshelf over here of all the books of authors and everybody else that's been on a show. Mm-hmm. And it's getting massive. So I'll definitely have to add your books to my collection.
I need all the feedback I can get.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to definitely do reviews, because if you're an author, reviews help. Believe me.
Yes.
Yes. Review, review, review. Like, subscribe, and share. Exactly.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, I'm going to post up all your links. Do you have anything else you want to end off with?
I guess since it's Memorial Day weekend is now over, but you know, even though there are holidays coming up and whatnot, always try to reach out if you can, or if you know someone who may be hurting, you have to check on them, even though you take the uniform off. If you know, we led soldiers, regardless of your rank, you were there for your battle buddies. You were there for your soldiers. You can keep doing that now. Just because the uniform comes off doesn't mean that stops. You can keep checking on them.
Exactly.
So always keep that in mind.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate this.
I appreciate you letting me come on here. Let me vent.
Always. You're always welcome.
I appreciate it. Truly.